Welcome to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kilara Sen Live Recording! Yay! Woo! Thank you for listening. Hello, this is Kilara Sen. How are you doing, guys? So now I am live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting places in Tokyo. So it is October 30th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan. So this show is live recorded every Tuesday for 1 hour from 2 p.m. and released on a podcast the next day from the world's classic restaurant, Hard Rock Cafe, of the most international city in Japan. Sweet Wasabi will provide international hot topics related with Japan and up-to-date information, event information with international guests. Halloween. Yeah, it's Halloween season. The last weekend was the main Halloween party time. And as you know, we also had Halloween party in PK time. And of course, we did costume, you know. That was really amazing party. So, by the way, do you know what kind of costume do you think I wore? Sailor Moon? Kimono? No! Osaka Naomi! Do you know her? What kind of reaction? Okay, forget it. Yeah, Osaka Naomi is, my case is Osaka Naomi is not cosplay, but impression. Over there is Osaka Naomi. Okay, very, very silent laughing. We made the Halloween party very, very great and really enjoyed it. But on the other hand, especially in Shibuya, just chaos. Halloween revelers overturned a small truck near famed Shibuya Scramble Crossing in Tokyo. Did you see the news? The picture was really crazy. I saw the same kind of picture in the news of LA riots. Yeah, it's riots! Halloween is getting very, very bigger these 10 years, but to be honest, I don't like this Japanese style Halloween. When I was in the States, I studied abroad, it was really fun wearing costume and visiting my friend's house and trick or treat. But in Japan, it's just trick or threat, right? It's crazy. And maybe, you know, the passenger in the truck should be very, very scared because a lot of ghost handprint on the window. It's just like Thriller's music video, you know. Just a lot of handprint was put on the windows and they are shaking the car. It's very scary, right? They are much more worse than real ghosts. The funny part of this chaos was that the guy who overturned the truck was not wearing any costume, just normal clothes. So he is that Halloween player. He's just a drunk guy. Many Japanese people have drinking issues here. Well, personally, I really hate this part of Japanese Halloween. Today is October 30th and November is coming. Do you know that November, in Japan, November is called the month of samurai? You don't know that? Can you guess why? You know, in Japan, we count months by number, right? So so November is 11th month in Japanese calendar. So when you see 11, it seems like two katanas stand. So it seems like samurai wearing two katanas. That's why it is called samurai mask, no? 10? 10 and 1. Oh my god! 11 is gonna be 10, like cross, and one just underbar. So it seems just like bushy, sea of bushy. Oh, wow. Yeah, which is correct? Really? But my mom is, she's also old, and my mom, Yasuko, taught me that just like samurai wearing two katanas on their both ways. I don't know which is correct. Interesting. Okay, thank you for your lesson. Speaking of samurai, you know, there are a lot of people out of Japan thinking that Japanese people still wearing like samurai. And I sometimes perform in America and Japan-related events like Japan Festival or National Cherry Blossom Festival. And there are a lot of American people who love Japanese cultures like samurai, cosplay, tea ceremony, whatever. And basically, they are very supportive to me. Like, oh, Kaori, you came this year again. Welcome to America. Except one thing, that is they sometimes threaten me. Like, hey, Kaori, I know you're very serious about comedy. So if you get bombed with the next stage, you gotta do harakiri, right? They joke with harakiri. And even while I was performing, once we got eye contact, the audience is like, gesture like harakiri, woo, harakiri. It's very, very threatening me. Recently, I found out why American people say these things. Because they don't feel pain anymore. Because they have marijuana in their pocket anytime. So let's move on to the next segment. The next segment is International Japan Hot Topics. So in this segment, I pick up a topic about Japan, internationally known, which may be sometimes controversial, and share ideas with a guest and enjoy the different perspectives. So today's guest is very, very handsome guy. Oh, sorry. My manager scolded me. So, let me introduce today's guest. He and I just met in yesterday's TV filming, and now already best friends. And he's from Mexico, all the way from Mexico, and very handsome actor. So please give it up for Raymond!
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you very much for coming.
No, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me. It's such a nice place.
Yes, it's very nice place. So now you live in Tokyo?
Yes, actually, you know, I've been living in Japan around 13 years already. Yes.
Oh, wow. So today's topic is Japanese working style. And I know you have a lot of experience working here in Japan, but before talking about Japanese working style, could you introduce yourself a little bit, please?
Yes, well, I am Raymond. I was born in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Mexico about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you know, I came to Japan,
mm-hmm.
working for a Japanese company.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I moved for a foreign company, but in Japan. So I have a 13-year experience working in Japan.
Oh,
I've lived in different countries as well, like U.S.
Uh-huh.
and Canada.
Uh-huh.
I've worked there as well.
Uh-huh.
So I have some experience with international culture.
Yeah, wow, great. And I really want to talk about the Japanese working style, but before that, you were amazing yesterday. You did a very great job yesterday.
No, thank you. I really enjoy like acting jobs. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so, very great actor. Yeah. So
and
now you're
too.
Actor. Thank you so much. And that was a comedy TV show, right?
Right.
And you know, the script was a little complicated because it's a comedy, but you understand everything in Japanese, and you act like to make it more funny, right?
Right. So, I tried to do my best, and also I thank for your help.
So, you've been in comedy show a lot of times here in Japan?
No, not really. I mean, probably about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But
understand the comedy punchline of Japanese comedy?
Sometimes it's difficult, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the humor is really different from Mexico to America to Japan.
Yeah.
So it's different. Sometimes it takes, you know, time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's interesting to understand. The humor. Yeah.
And the last time, so we can't tell details yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you are very crazy and usangsai. Usangsai. How do you call it in English? Usangsai. Wakaru usangsai. Cheesy or?
Cheesy.
I'm googling that. Teacher Google. Shady.
Yeah, like a dark, like
dubious.
Dark, dubious. Yeah.
So, do you have the kind of roles often?
Actually, you know, I have many different kind of roles.
Uh-huh.
I can be like a doctor, like a gang, like a, you know, like a, how to say, a worker in the factory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, many different roles. So that's what I like about this kind of acting jobs.
Uh-huh.
You can have many personalities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What role is your favorite? What kind of role?
Yeah, my favorite is, you know, like maybe gang, like a gangsters.
Gangsters?
Gangster. I really enjoy that role.
Wow. Mexican gangster sounds pretty real.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like, you know, the gangsters, like the old type of gangsters, like in Las Vegas, like Al Capone, like those.
Yeah,
you know,
very cool
wearing old clothes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, having big hand, like guns.
Yeah. They are very, very cool, right? I know. In the movie, they are very, very cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of comedy, don't get offensive.
No.
But in American comedy, Mexican people are always punchline.
Ah, right.
Right?
Right.
So how do Mexican people feel about that?
I think for me it's really funny. It's funny because they do very good jokes. They're not offensive jokes. For us, those are not offensive. Maybe some people get offended, but to be honest, they are good jokes. When they're a good joke, you know, elaborated, they think about it, it's good. I mean, it's a kind of compliment in some way.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because of course, you know, there's a lot of Mexican people in U.S., so we have to, I mean, it's normal, they say something about us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see. That's interesting. Okay, thank you. Well, recently I have some Mexican friends here in Japan. So do you feel that the number of Mexican people here in Japan is increasing?
Actually, you know, a couple of years ago I asked in the embassy how many Mexican people we were in Japan.
Uh-huh.
They told me like about 2,000.
2,000?
Which is nothing. And then in Japan, in Tokyo, it's only like about 400.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually nothing.
Oh.
My theory is like, you know, our cultures are so different.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's hard for Mexicans to live in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, Mexicans tend to enjoy life, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
So Japan is too strict for us. It's not easy to get used to it.
Okay, let's get back on the Japanese working style.
Right.
So you said you used to work in Japanese company in Mexico.
In Mexico first, yes.
What kind of company?
It was a manufacturing company for engines.
Uh-huh.
Yes, diesel engines, yes.
So, and in the same company, you worked in different countries. You went to another branches,
yes,
internationally.
In, mostly U.S.
Mostly U.S. Even in Japan?
In Japan, no, it was just Japan, yes.
Oh.
So it was the same company, but I was transferred to Tokyo.
Uh-huh. So I'm just wondering if even people out of Japan in different countries also work in Japanese rooms. Like time card?
Okay.
Very strict about time, or you have to finish smoking like in 5 minutes. Or...
Yes. No, actually, it's more relaxed. Time is more relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially in Mexico, there's you know, for example, if there's a meeting at 10, uh-huh. maybe the meeting will start 10:15. It's not that strict.
Uh huh.
But I think it's like the country, the culture. It's more flexible.
Mm.
Not everything is in time.
Mm.
No, it's not like that. So when you come to Japan, you are so surprised.
Okay.
Everything is on time.
Yeah. Even the train is late, 20 seconds.
You cannot believe like the train says 7:34. Yeah. I said, no, I cannot come at 7:34. And it comes then.
I see, yeah.
So perfect.
So how about overtime work?
Overtime work. You know, well, in the work like I did in Mexico, uh-huh. it was, yes, you had some,
uh-huh.
but it's not paid.
It's really?
Not paid. So,
okay.
So if it's not paid, you know, people doesn't want to stay, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's better to finish your job and go home early.
Okay. Right. So what was the most shocking thing or surprising thing that when you transferred to Japan in the same company?
Yeah, I was in the same company, so you know, it was an American company,
uh-huh.
which has a joint venture with a Japanese company.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico, everybody speaks English with American people, so you used to speak English all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to Japan, I expected the same.
Yeah.
But actually, I was the only guy who speak probably English, two or three people.
Oh.
And then people didn't speak any English.
Just Japanese?
No, Japanese. So it was really hard.
Yeah, that's why you brushed up your Japanese, huh?
That's why. Yes, I had to learn.
Oh.
I learned the hard way.
Wow. Yeah.
In 2 years, I learned a lot. But it's actually hard.
But now it was very good for you.
It was good for me, yes.
Yeah, right.
So I recommend to people who really want to work in Japan to study.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the key.
Mm.
Because if you don't speak like Japanese, it's very hard to find a job later on. You can find someone to speak English sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes there's no people that like,
mm-hmm.
speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, you know, there's a lot of young people coming to Japan
mm-hmm.
who speak a really good Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people from Europe, like
mm-hmm.
for example from France.
Mm-hmm.
They are graduated from the university.
Yeah.
They speak Japanese.
Yeah.
They come and find a work.
Yeah.
And they are very good for speaking.
Yeah. Right.
Because you know they like you know manga or anime.
Mm. So you also learn Japanese from manga?
No, actually no. I like them, but no, I learn more like movies or
movies.
Music. Movies. Takeshi Kitano movies, the mafia, gangsters.
Yakuza movies?
Yakuza movies.
Okay. Well, I hope you're not a Yakuza now.
No, not yet.
You are.
Not yet.
Don't go there. Don't go! Wow, that's interesting. And yeah, it's very surprising for Japanese people to see a lot of people from other countries speak Japanese very well in short time.
Yes.
The Japanese study English longer than 10 years, but we don't speak it at all. Can you guess why Japanese people are not good at speaking English?
I think because, you know, the grammar.
Grammar?
The grammar is totally different. It's the
uh-huh.
opposite.
Yeah.
For you guys, so
uh-huh.
it's different. It's same for me when I start learning Japanese.
Uh-huh.
It was totally the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you say things the opposite way. The verb is at the end.
Uh huh.
So that's a difficult thing to you know for the brain probably to
yes.
to switch.
Maybe it can avoid. From being an Alzheimer.
Maybe.
It's good for
it's
brain.
Good for brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exercise for brain. It's good for brain. Okay, wow. Yeah, but you do the same thing as Japanese, right? In other way.
Yes.
In the other way.
In the other way. Plus, you have to learn kanjis and hiragana, katakana. So it's also really difficult.
Wow.
Some kanjis
right.
have meaning, so
uh-huh.
you can remember them.
Uh-huh.
But some kanjis just pronunciation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need to learn by repeating or like writing. Or, you know.
Wow.
So those are the difficult ones.
hard worker. Hard worker. I respect you.
No, it's I'm still, you know, I'm still studying.
So you are surprised that most of us Japanese people don't speak English. But how did you feel about Japanese working style, like zangyo or late decision, taking long time?
Yes, I had a chance to work in two companies. One is very, Japanese style, like conservative.
Uh-huh.
The other one is kind of foreign company that bought like a Japanese, so
uh-huh.
it's kind of mixed.
Yeah.
So the Japanese style company is, you know, it's really strict.
Uh-huh.
It's work, everybody is working,
uh-huh.
and there's like a no, let's say, people doesn't talk to each other in the company, you know, like chatting or something. It's very limited to talk to somebody else. It's, you know, people just work,
mm-hmm.
just go to work. There's mm-hmm. no, your private life is not like, you know, shown. It's like, for example,
mm-hmm.
in Mexico, everybody eats together and say, and tells about it, everything,
mm-hmm.
your family, your,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you think, whatever, is more open.
Uh-huh.
If I have a party for my kid, I
yeah.
invite the whole group of my office.
Uh-huh.
So even in Japan, I invite
yeah.
my friends from the company to
yeah.
my barbecue
yeah.
party,
yeah.
which is very weird for them, because I invite them to my house. So for Japanese, it's really, I think it's not common.
Recently, it's getting more common, but maybe people will get nervous to visit
private,
somebody.
It's private, it's a private.
Yeah,
right?
And especially you are from the country which has different culture than us. Maybe that's why. So, should I take off the shoes or something like that? Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
yes.
maybe. So, do you have any advice for people from different countries who want to work in Japan?
Yes, actually, if you're a foreigner and they really want to work in Japan, you
uh-huh.
I think you need to find a good company like has kind of a mix
mm-hmm.
of people from foreigners and,
yeah.
and Japanese,
uh-huh.
because otherwise it's gonna be a very hard cultural shock.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's gonna be too strict.
Uh-huh.
And we are not get used to it, kind of strictness.
Uh-huh.
And the talk directly, talk straight.
Yeah.
Japanese people, how to say, it's a triangle. They don't tell you straight.
Triangle, what does it mean?
Could be, you know, like, it's not direct. I'm telling to this person,
uh-huh.
but I'm telling you, but I'm telling this person some stuff.
Yeah. Like
a boomerang.
Intermediate. I see.
Sometimes it's difficult because you don't understand that your boss is telling to you that you are not doing something.
Mm.
So you don't think that the boss is talking to you.
Uh-huh.
He's talking to everybody or something. So you don't know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's difficult.
And it's getting more complicated.
Yes,
more complicated. We'll put her opinion.
Right.
On the world, from the first person,
yes.
then she will talk to you
yes.
with her perspective.
Yes. And one funny story that I have is like, you know, in my first job, I had a group of person working with, and they were kind of mad with me with something, but
huh.
I didn't understand why.
Hmm.
So I noticed like they were mad, and so I asked to my boss,
uh-huh.
is there something wrong with them? Because I noticed like they're kind of, you know, very serious with me. Maybe something happened, so... And, you know, sometimes, for example, I came late, for example.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they say, you know, he never apologized.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I supposed to say, ask him, I say...
Yeah.
But I, you know, I just came, so I didn't know, like, you know, I had to say... So they were kind of, you know, he never apologized.
Mm.
Or something was wrong, or like one presentation.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, I fixed it. But I never say, sumasen.
Yeah.
So they were really mad with me.
Yeah.
But my boss told them, you know, this is, yes. If you apologize
yeah.
in US or whatever, it's like you are responsible.
Mm.
So even in US, if you say, sumasen, oh, I'm sorry, or this one, in the court,
uh-huh.
you know, you can go
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So that's what people know, you know?
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's different different, totally different view of culture of the Sumasen Gomasai. If you use it in, you know, in the Western country. Because in the Western country, if you use it, if you say, I'm sorry, so you are guilty.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
But here is just a polite way to say sorry.
Even in daily life? Oh, yeah.
What happened to me, I mean, a few years back, you know, but I learned the lesson, so now I say for everything. That's what I'm saying. Now, if I don't say it, you know, it's weird. You have to say it. In some way, right?
So just to
be polite. Even, you know, when you met somebody, ask him, I say,
yeah.
Even if, you know, like, I'm sorry.
Polite way to say. To be honest, I don't like say sumimasen more than necessary.
Yeah, so it's to avoid rudeness, not to be rude.
Yeah.
It's kind of polite way.
I know.
But it's totally different, the meaning from Western.
Yeah. So I don't want to waste of my sumimasen so much. So I always try to another word. Alternate word.
Alternate word, yes.
Another word, another choice. So like onegaishimasu try not to say sumimasen so many times because I don't want to waste of it. Interesting. But when I went to US, I was surprised that the fact that American people said, I'm sorry, or my bad, my fault,
more than
I expected.
Yes.
In daily life.
It's also a polite way to...
Like, excuse me, or, yeah, sorry. So like, for example, a guy is holding a door for ladies, and the lady says, thank you, or oh, sorry, or...
Yes.
Yeah, it's more often than Japanese people. I felt Japanese people, yeah, always required to say sumimasen or I'm sorry in an official place, but in the daily life, like on the street or in the train, they hesitate to say sorry. Mm-hmm. They just shut out.
Yes,
the net.
That's one of the cultural things that happens. Like, they shut down. For example, you know, if you go to a party with a Japanese crew at night, you go to the bar or something, you're having very fun, everybody's fun, and next day, you're still like, you know, it was fun yesterday, so no, it's just shut down. That is past. Never happened.
Really?
Yeah. It's so amazing, like, hey, but yesterday we were friends, and you know, today...
today, we are different. We are reborn.
You remember the Men in Black, like they... when they saw all the, like, you know, you remember the movie, Men in Black?
Men in Black, yeah.
When they use the...
there is the memories.
The memory is the same. It's totally the same.
Because, maybe, that is because they were too drunk.
Yes, no, that's the thing. Right? That's the thing.
So they just forgot it all. So, just forget it, sorry. You know, as I said, Japanese people, all of Japanese people have drinking issues.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of drinking issues, I'm interested in that. So, Mexican people, especially in Japanese company, did you have nomikai custom?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
In Japan?
In Mexico. Mexico, yeah.
It's different, you know. In Mexico, it's not planned. It's just, you know, it's just Wednesday, 8, yeah. Who's in the office? Let's go. Okay, and let's go. You don't have to plan.
So then you drink cuervo?
Usually in Mexico, you start, like, if you are eating, you start drinking a beer.
Corona.
You start drinking beer, two or three beers, and after that, you can choose, like, a, you know, brandy, rum, any other liquor, even tequila. So, yeah, you can.
So, all of you guys are stronger than alcohol? Stronger than Japanese average, maybe?
No, I think Japanese is stronger.
Really?
I think it's because, you know, for example, the sake or the shoyu is too, it's too strong, and they drink a lot, so that's the thing. In Mexico, it's, well, you drink, you know, you can drink tequila, but it's slow, or we don't drink, like, a shot too much. shot is, you know, more like a bar. Like,
yeah.
You can drink tequila straight with glass, with ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think in Japanese it's more strong and they drink more. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they get very drunk very fast.
Fast?
I think we have more resistance. We can drink a whole, you know, week. I mean, the whole, like, from starting 4 hours or, you know, 5 hours. More at night, you start getting drunk, and then, you know, you can get a Bailey's or coffee or something, and then you get down, and then you can keep drinking at night. So, what I think Japan is, they got some, you know, salaryman goes there, and then, you know, in 2-3 hours, very drunk.
And then pass out on the train, right?
Right. But because it's too strong. I mean,
the
alcohol is too strong.
Drinking issues. Especially the Bonenkai or Shinnenkai, New Year party season.
You can see a lot of people in at the train, the last train.
I think those seasons are very, very Buddhist season. Because just look at the passengers on the train, everybody's like Zen meditation, right? And on the platform, they are like relying Buddha statues on their chair. Very Buddhist. It's a Buddhist ceremony.
You're right.
Wow. Anyway, thank you very, very much for sharing your stories. And do you have anything to tell listeners, like, especially people who want to come to Japan, who want to work in Japan?
Yes, basically to all the people who is interested in coming in Japan, first learn Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are here, don't miss the chance to learn Japanese, have friends, or, you know, so you can practice a lot, you know, and then try to find a work, like, it's kind of, how to say, you can fit that job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't force too much to fit, because it's going to be hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too conservative company and you are more like, you know, outgoing person, your personality is more like making friends, and you should better go find some kind of company that really fits you.
And how about showbiz here in Japan? People who want to be actor here in Japan?
Oh.
Especially people from other countries.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, for me, an actor, the recommendation I have for you is also, you need Japanese a lot.
Hmm.
You know, nowadays, as yesterday, you know, everything in the script was in Japanese.
Yes.
So it's getting, you know, there's more opportunities for people who can speak Japanese or read. So that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese.
I see. You are right. Speaking Japanese is a key.
Yes, it's a key, right?
Yeah.
It's, even, you know, because, of course, you can get jobs like there's somebody who can translate.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, that all the time the directors are Japanese people, and they are asking you, they want really this expression or another one or this action.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if there is no like translator, you're lost.
Uh-huh.
And then the directors get mad.
Yeah.
This is very common.
Yeah.
So there's some guys like one guy who can speak English or Japanese, but he's the guy who helps sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I do like this, do like that. So again, the language is very important.
Wow, all right, thank you so much. So our time is running out, so do you have any information do you have any promotion?
Oh no, thank you very much. I really appreciate your invitation.
Today.
SNS, okay, I will give you my Instagram for you. It's Raymond's Photo Lab. By the way, I'm a fashion photographer as well. So.
Yeah, they are really beautiful. I love your pictures.
Thank you. I really like fashion.
Mm.
So fashion photography is actually my hobby, but has become kind of a job in some way. Yeah, but I do it because I really like it.
Oh, sounds nice. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I was very excited to have you as a guest, and that was very interesting conversation. Thank you very much, Raymond.
No,
thank you.
Thank you for your invitation,
your
kindness, and you are very good, working with.
Yeah, so let's work together. Yep,
yes.
I touch. Thank you, Raymond Odeshita. That was Raymond. Oh, I saw, from here, okay, I gotta put some information about event information. So there are a lot of exciting events. So first, November 1st, Thursday, Asakusa Torinoichi Fair. Torinoichi is an annual traditional festival held at shrines and temples nationwide on set days in November to wish for good luck and prosperity in business. The festival has been held in the Asakusa area since the Edo period at Otori Shrine and the Chōkokuji Temple. The festivity continues until midnight with Kumade rakes decorated with gold and silver sold by library vendors in the Shrine and Temple compound. I used to live around Asakusa, and this Torinoichi is very exciting and beautiful festival season, so please don't miss it. All right, next, November 3rd, Saturday, Iruma Air Show. Iruma Air Base opens the gates to the public on November's Culture Day National Holiday, Bunka no Hi. The Japan Air Self-Defense Force will show off a wide range of its finest airplanes, including the F-15. The Ground Self-Defense Force will stage a parachute drop, and then the Blue Impulse Aerobatic Demonstration Team will provide the highlight of the show. Next, November 3rd, Meiji Jingu Shrine Yabusame. This is a chance to watch Yabusame, the impressive Japanese martial art of horse-mounted archery. In Meiji Jingu Shrine's park at the western approach to the shrine. All right, November 3rd, International Rugby, Japan versus New Zealand. Japan's Brave Blossoms meet the world champion, New Zealand All Blacks, in a one-off game at Ajinomoto Stadium in Chofu. All right, so in this weekend, we have a lot of events around Tokyo. Please have a great week and enjoy the weekend. So we have been live recording this Sweet Wasabi episode at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo. Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo recently started its Twitter, official Twitter. That is @HRC_TYO. They always have special menus, seasonal food, and very exciting events. So please check the information over there. So this podcast has official Facebook page @SweetWasabiPodcast. Official Facebook page. We always welcome your feedback, questions, or recommendation of international guests. Anything, anything. So please go to @SweetWasabiPodcast. So Sweet Wasabi is live recorded at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi from 2 p.m. every Tuesday. And this is admission free. And if you come, you can get my original goods. So please, please stop by Hard Rock Cafe Tuesday. Daytime, lunchtime. Yeah, the lunch menu is very, very reasonable and very delicious. I really recommend Hard Rock Cafe's lunch menu, lunch specials. So after lunch, just stay 1 hour at Hard Rock Cafe and enjoy our conversation, unedited conversation. So please come to Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo. And also we have a PK Time entertainment show. It's going to be November 24th, Saturday from 6:30 p.m. at Ladaka Akasaka. Please check out the information from my SNS or this Sweet Wasabi's official Facebook page. So guys, again, thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you very, very much for joining us. See you next week. All right, bye-bye.